Really, none of us guys here, daddies, never imagined that we'll be fathers. But God made us so. I never imagined I would get married. I never imagined I would be a father. It's great to be father. Really, it's great. It's not a struggle. It's really a joy because we see our children grow. So we're going to listen. We're going to read from Malachi. We're going to see some aspect I'm going to share with us this afternoon. Let's pray. And now, Lord, I pray that you, as our Heavenly Father, you anoint your servant, your Son, as I preach your word, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, about a month ago, I was coming to Cathedral, and I stayed in Yishun, and I was walking down to the MRT station. And I was walking down, I saw a couple pushing a little baby, not really baby, quite big, pushing the pram, and the father was moving so fast. And then the mother was following the father. And then when they reached the road, the traffic light, they stopped. And I stopped there. At first, I was wondering why this father is rushing. And then later, I stood down there and not eavesdrop. I happened to stand next to them. And I was so shocked when the father says, the mother says, "You mean I have to pay a medical fee for her, the little baby?" And then the father said, "Of course." The mother said, "You got to pay. I mean, have I got to pay?" That means the medical fee is under her care for the child. And then the father said, "Of course." And then the father just ignored the mother, and the traffic light changed, and he pushed all the way. And the mother chased after him. And then in my heart, I was standing behind. I said, "Wow, what is this? Why is this so picky?" And the father, over money. Is that how we love our children? I hope not. Because of finance, because of money. Hey, this is medical, you must take care of it. Other expenses, I will take care according to the father's interpretation of a family. It hurts, really, to see such thing happens, right? But this period on, this couple of weeks before this day, we know that the promotion is going on, Father's Day promotion, and there are many. I just want to catch a few captions of the advertisement that they have done. Okay, Father's Day's contest. Right. Stand a chance to win a set of leather products worth at least $50 only. And then, of course, Father's Day promotion, $10. This is quite good. Minimum purchase of $20 and above, you can get $10 discount. Interesting. And, of course, Father's Day is promoted. And then I like this Dunkin' Donut. Give your daddy a DD card, right? Because I love Dunkin' Donuts. And then so on. This is cute. Half-price admission for all groups with a father, grandfather, stepfather, and father-in-laws. I thought it was really ridiculous, but it's so cute. And then this one, of course, a feast for number one dad, and then TGIF, all right? Give daddy the taste he loves on Father's Day. Free burger for fathers. It doesn't attract me because I'm very Chinese. How we talk with your burgers? No, not so, especially Singapore burgers. But your overseas, the burgers are huge and juicy, right? And how red is your dad? Okay, this is like write a short story of something you read, of read your dad has done. Best story, really, $50 gift voucher. All right, and then the last one, I thought it was really, really cute. Get a free haircut. All right, for your daddy to get a free haircut. And these are promotions in order to really attract fathers. Not haircut. I think nowadays it's really good for massage hair and hair treatment and everything. It's quite costly. It can come to a few $100. I think that is quite good. Casimir. haircut. But I want to share with us the Christian view, the Bible biblical view of a father, right? Dad, all right, this is a gift. And what does dad stand for? D-A-D. Okay, firstly, to me, is really being a dad is to be devoted to your children and then delighted by your children. So you are devoted to them, and then after that, they are delighted by your children. I think this is the best gift. All right, and then turning the hearts of fathers to their children. This is my main theme this afternoon, taken from Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. Why does Malachi say, and why does God stress so much that turning the hearts of fathers to their children, as though the father is not for the child? Turning the hearts of fathers to their children. Actually, the study goes that more than 1 million children in the UK, I believe more, also Singapore coming up, more than 1 million children in the UK currently have no connection, no contact with their father while they are growing up, a figure that's growing by the 20,000 a year. Just yesterday, and the news, morning news, you see that the father are the not so good caregiver, and fathers have less contact. This is Singapore context. Have very little contact with their child. And this is during the morning news. I think Singapore is catching up. Many fathers are fathers, but they are not fathers, which I will share later. So more than 1 million children in the UK, which is quite good. Singapore, I think, is catching up, right? That are growing up without father. There's a study by this doctor who carried out research with other colleagues in the medical faculty of McGill University in Canada, and they say that this is the first time research findings have shown that paternal deprivation during development affects the mind of the child, neurobiology of the offspring. The first 5 years of a child's life is so very important for the child to have both parents around, not only single parent, but both to be around. But nowadays, we give it to the caregiver, give it to grandmas, grandpa. It's okay. But nothing like the first 5 years, the development is really enriched. Just now, I saw a little, Javen was dancing and praying. It's like that. How you train your child up. Worship, parents are worshiping, and the little one clap along and worship. All right. Fathers plays a very, very important, I don't have to stress, we know that. Fathers plays a very important or a very noticeable role in the family, very significant role in the family. And family can never be complete without us, who are fathers. Things must have gone wrong during the Old Testament time. Things must have gone wrong. The relationship between fathers and children. And that's why Malachi wrote this. What's happening in UK? More than 1 million children are in UK living without a father. It's not new. It's not new. Malachi gives a warning that if fathers, Malachi wrote that, he says that if fathers do not turn to their children, then there will be a curse. That means something has gone wrong in history, in the history of Israel. Fathers have left, or so-called, no more loving their children. There must be a point in history, Israel history, that the father's heart is turned away from their children. Let's read from Malachi. And God will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. And this is the warning. Lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Today, we're not talking about children to fathers, but fathers to children, right? Our relationship with them, how important it is. Fathers, you can have your heart turned away from your children. A few things, right? Let me share them. Jesus, God himself, really stressed so much the importance of being a father. And he, especially those without father, God says this in Psalm 6, verse 5. Father of the fatherless, God is the father of the fatherless. This is how important it is. A father of the fatherless, protector of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. But sometimes we turn our heart against our children. You say, Pastor Freddy, I never, I always there for my children. Today, young parents, young fathers really spend time, and I love see young family carrying the child, hugging them. It's so physical contact is so important. This generation is better. Not during our generation. Our generation, father is someone that we cannot talk to. We cannot even say, I love you. There's a hindrance in our days. Ways fathers turn their hearts away from children. And this is true because Malachi would not say that return. That means something must have happened. So what are the ways? Some of the ways I was thinking, some ways fathers turn their hearts away from their children. And for us who are fathers here today, ways we turn our hearts away from our children unconsciously. Okay, I'm just to share a couple of it. Some of the ways that we turn away from our children. And we are knowing it. Firstly, is by ignoring them. Ignoring them, okay, you come, just ignore them. Even though they're there, they come to you, just, okay, I'll do it, it's okay. But there's no connection, there's no contact ignoring them in many ways, physical, spiritual, emotional is the most important, yet ignoring our children. Secondly, giving to them the leftover of our time, right? We are so caught up in our work, which is really legitimate. Yeah, we have to work. We are so caught up in our work that our children get the leftover time. And this kind of time is often as less than 1 hour per day. By the time we come back, it's so dead tired, and our children's probably about to sleep. And the parents, father who put the child to bed is still good, at least a couple of 10 minutes with the child. So we many times our children, our wives, our spouse, and especially our children, we give them leftover time. And usually this leftover time is really nothing. But yet we still have to work. So we have to work really hard between our work and our family. Probably the time that we give to our children is about to sleep. They are about to sleep, right? And one of these that really, really irritates me, or really such a warning to me, is that we are being abusive to our children. Okay, as if, Pastor, I never pick my children, or I never physical abuse. I never even orally abuse. I mean, by mouth, say bad words about them. By many ways, we abuse them. I received a video which really very, very disturbing. It shows, probably in China, in Mandarin, of a parent, of a mother carrying a child, and with all the people around this child, and they carry, and they started to sing one song in Mandarin. Let me see. 天下的妈妈都是一样的, and the baby will laugh. And then it'll stop. The mother will stop. And then the second song, the mother will sing, 世上只有妈妈, and the baby will cry. And then back to 天下的妈妈都是一样的, and then back to 世上只有妈妈, huh? You see the emotion of the baby, smile, heart, love, and then 世上只有, really literally crying. And everybody's enjoying it. The poor child become a clown. And parents forward it out to people for them to see. And this is the worst abuse of them. It's not so much as words, so much as physical or spiritual or emotional. Making fun. When I saw this, I really was disgusted. Straight away deleted, but it was an impression in my mind. Really easy to tell. 天下的妈妈, the child, he smiled. 世上只有妈妈, woo, crying, really crying. On and off and on. Poor child, controlled by the mother. And forward to everybody to see, the whole world to see. Not so on that. And I receive another picture. People say, so cute, so cute. No, it's not cute. It's abusive. I think it's making fun. Another picture that I receive is baby, two child. What does the father do? Put the diapers on their head for them to wear. It's so cute. I think this is disgusting. Sorry to use the word. Really disgusting. Disposable diapers on the heads of the children. Take pictures of them, send it out. Delete such thing. These are abuse, and we are turning our hearts away from children being abusive. Don't talk about physical abuse. So funny, so cute. Instead of wearing pampered diapers, you know, with two holes in there. I think, fathers, we have to be very careful. Hey, my daughter is so plump, so fat nowadays, eat so much. Isn't this abusive words? And as father talking to father, do not do that. Another point that we can do with experiencing our child, being over control our child. Feeling intense irritation, annoyance towards our children as our children grow bigger. And this is for the older people, older fathers. Having a mind of displeasure or discontent of our children. Why they don't want to listen to me? Why they don't want to get this job when I try my best to open ways for them? As you grow older, your heart turns away from child differently. Having an embittered spirit in us as we grow older. Of the many disappointments in our children's life. We want them to be like that, but they did not turn out to be like that. So as you grow older, your mind changes, turning away, not so much as little, but turning away, very disappointed with them. Why can't you listen to me? Why don't you choose this job? Why don't you just listen to me? And it gets embittered in our spirit, in us, and many disappointments of our children. And this is turning our hearts away from our children. Because as these grow older, we feel that we are forgotten by them. And this is, I'm speaking to the older fathers here. Many times we think that our children have forgotten, and we get embittered, and we turn our hearts, ignore them in the sin. And lastly, thinking that they have taken us for granted. And this is very, very familiar to many of us, even when they're young. Don't take your daddy for granted. And mommy will say that. Don't take your dad for granted. See how hard your father works? Don't. But by saying that, you're making the child feel guilty, making the children feel guilty. It's like turning away from them. Right? So what are we going to do as parents? We can turn our hearts as we grow older. Where is our heart for our children? It is said that going through life without a father is like sailing at night without a lighthouse. I thought this quotation is quite good. Going through life without a father, not physical, the father may be there, but the father can be the absentee father. Going through life without a father, I experienced that. Going through a life without a father is like sailing at night without a lighthouse. You know how it is, boat without a lighthouse shining is be lost. Another point, okay? We always celebrate Father's Day, but there may be someone here or even out there. Each Father's Day celebration, it becomes, it's a fatherless day again, right? No father around, or even have the father, the absentee father. Daddy's, father said, can I ask your permission to really to ponder upon this? Why am I here for as a father? Why am I here as a father? It's not by accident, even though, okay, it's by accident, but God still overall, why am I here as a father for? There must be some purpose. Not only provide, but must be some life. I've given life to this child. So why am I here for? Think about it for maybe just a little while. Father, we pray that you help us to really know why we are here as a father. Thank you, Lord. As I shared that Father's Day celebration is never to me because I don't know what a father's love is, so-called. All right? I don't know what a father's love is all about. My father died when I was only 5 years old. Okay, my father died when I was 5 years old. I never experienced a father's love in my life. So I'm like a ship sailing in the night without a lighthouse guiding, and I struggled through. If I were to share my childhood's upbringing, it was terrible. It's just terrible. I never experienced father's love. My dad passed on when I was five. All I know of my father is from my siblings who are much older than me. And how he looks and how rich he was, all this is what my sibling told me. I knew that he came from China as a young boy selling Chinese donut, youtiao, selling youtiao, 12 years old. He was spotted by a couple, and this couple adopted him, which eventually became my so-called grandparents. Actually, I don't know my roots until my father and donut because my grandparents adopted him. The adoptive parents nurtured him, and I was told that he works very hard, very, very hard, like father, like son. He works very, very hard. Workaholic, your love. Okay, works very hard, which is very typical of all Chinese father. You work and then bring back money. So he works very, very hard and became very rich. Right? He owns many houses. During my father's day, he became a very wealthy merchant. So in his birth certificate, his put as career job occupation merchant. So he's very rich in those days. He owns, what I understand, he owns an amusement park, like in the olden days, like Happy World, whatever, Gay World. But he owns an amusement, a small one in Geylang Serai, all right? And he owns many Kelongs. Kelongs nowadays are for retreat. But in the olden days, during my father's time, Kelongs are for fishermen's livelihood. They go there and they draw fish and they draw fish to the land. So he owns many Kelongs in the Marine Parade site. Very rich and owns many Kelongs, and the fishermen will go there and fish and bring back fishes. And he owns the Joo Chiat Wet Market. Today is no more. Joo Chiat Wet Market belongs to my father. Right? Very rich. And at last, he married three legal wives. He had three wives, which means that I have three mothers. Two step and one real. One mistress. He got one mistress. So he is a havoc person. But he loves us. All right. That's all I understand of him. Because I'm 5 years old, like, how can I? But later, as I grew up, I read his death cert. I know he died of myocardial infarction, which is heart attack, diabetic with heart attack, heart case. I read his will many years after he died. I read his will for his family. He left behind 22 properties for his family, all around Tanjung Katong, Joo Chiat, right, 22 properties. But after that, I have no recollection of him at all. I don't know him at all, except for one thing. Except for performing my duties as his son on his funeral, right? Even as a five-year-old, the impact of the Chinese rites on his funeral was very, very in my mind. It is kind of Chinese tong tong chang with the drums, with the gongs. And I remember I was crossing, 5 years old, remember I was 5 years old, but this impact, that's all I recall of my father. I remember that I had to climb up a makeup bridge, wooden bridge, makeup, and then I have to pour water from a clay pot, teapot. So as we walk, so many children, right? All the guys, I know we wear those Chinese, very uncomfortable. And we walk and pour. Now I realize the pouring of water as children, you make the way clean, you make the way wet for the deceased to go to the next world. And I performed that duty. That's all I remember. And then also I remember that the houses, the paper houses that he had was huge, all right, with servants and with telephones, and huge blue car to be burned on his day of funeral. And that's all I recall. And I was told, that's all. But I was told that I cried loudly, very drama, cried loudly, real loudly, being carried by someone behind the hearse, you know, sending fathers off his last journey. I cried very loudly. I don't know whether it's the weather or whatever it is. But I cried loudly, which inspired everybody even to cry real loudly. I don't recall this drama at all, but I was told that I was the only little child, 5 years old, cried for his papa. Cried must be very, I believe this must be the strong relationship between a son and a father. God has given it. I may not know him, I don't understand him, but that day on the funeral when it was being carried behind a hearse walking, so many of us, 20, 30, 20 over siblings, and cried. I don't even know now. But I believe it's the bonding which God made it that way. Father and son relationship. Strong. And God made it that way because of his relationship between him and us, even for us today. My father remains as my father. He remains as Caroline's father-in-law. He remains as a grandfather to my two boys. It's the relationship that counts. Really strong relationship. And God made it that way. The thing is that I don't have a father. How can I teach and how can I preach the topic on being a father when I don't even know my father? One thing I know is that, yeah, God made me to be a father. Why am I here? God made it. All I learned and experienced how to be a father to my two boys is through experiencing Heavenly Father's love and care for me. What I learned from me, what I experienced from God the Father is what I'm transmitting to my two boys. Right, God is my father and I'm his beloved son. That's how I learned to be a father. Many of us still have a father around. Be thankful. I don't have. 5 years old, I can't even recall how he looks. So fathers, You can learn to be a father by learning to be firstly a son of God. Right? And as fathers, we always want to do all we can for our children, but many times we fail. We fail. We think that we fail. Right? The relationship between a father and mother is always there. What makes a good father? I think one thing that we are talking in as a family before I write this sermon. What is the one thing that makes a good father? Is our attitude. Our attitude towards our children. How we see our children and how we see our relation to our children. It's not so much a love, but it's the attitude. You know that our attitude towards our children, that builds up the rest of the thing. If your attitude, okay, just my son, then it affects your whole relationship. Attitude, a settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something. So our mind, our settled way of thinking, this child is mine. Right? Our attitude towards our children will affect our relation with them. Even for my two boys, if they've grown up, we see them small, bring them to Taiwan, they tag along with us, but they have seen them grow. And different stages, different ways of expressive love. But one thing I really appreciate is my children, even at their age, young, so-called young men, and always proud that I have two fine young men, they still hug the father in the public, right? Because of the bonding, the attitude we have for each other. But one thing I'm going to close with is, however we can be a father, yet not a father. What do I mean? We can be a father, yet not a father because we are irresponsible father, couldn't care less. We are absentee father, we are there, but we don't care about them. Watch TV. We can be abusive father. And this is father, yet not a father because of these three areas. I'm going to share with you in closing again two fathers from the Bible perspective. One is Eli as a father, and the other one, Job as a father. Okay, Eli as a father. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to 17, and verses 22 to 25. The deeds of Eli's son. Okay, we're going to look at it. The deeds of Eli's son. Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 to 17. Now the sons of Eli. Eli was a priest, right? How can this son of a priest be a worthless man? The upbringing. Now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. Right, for parents, we are Christian family, but do our children really know the Lord? The custom of the priest with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant would come while the meat was boiling and a three-pronged fork in his hand. He would entrust the it into the pot or kettle and then take it out. And then this is how they react. And if the man said to him, "Let them burn the fat first, and then take as much as you wish," he would say, "No." Eli's son said, "No, you give it to me now. If not, I will take it by force." Thus, the sin of the young man was very great in the sight of the Lord, for the man treated the offering of the Lord with contempt. High priest and the priest, yet his children are worthless, don't even know the Lord. The other thing about late in life to teach the children. Now, verse 22 says, "Now Eli was very old, and he kept hearing." He kept hearing. That means he's aware someone must have reported to him. People keep on saying all what his children has done. He heard it, but it was too late to teach them how the sons were doing all his, how they were lay with the woman who was serving in the entrance of the tent. And he said to them, "Now then, at his old age, he's tried to revive. Why do you do such things? He should have done that much, much earlier when they're young. But now we have heard from people, keep on hearing from people." Let's say one of these days, someone told you, "Hey, your son is like that." It's you, as though you don't know. Someone said it. Then he tried to do something to them. "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings with all these people." So this is all hearing from people. "No, my son is no good. Now start teaching. It's a bit too late." But let's look at this. Job as a father. It's very different, verses 1 to 5. Job as a father. "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil." Right? I want you to do something that, please personalize this verse prayerfully. There was a man in the land of Singapore whose name was, put your name, Freddie. And that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. Let's do it now, quietly. Job feared God. And this is our prayer today, and my prayer for all fathers, that you will also fear God. It's a prayerful father. Look at this, this beautiful verse. And when the days, each day they have a feast. When the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate his children. And he would rise up early in the morning and offer sacrifice, burnt offerings according to the number of them, seven, according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did it continually. Notice the words here. Rise up early in the morning to pray, offer burnt offerings to every child of his. And then he did it continually. This is a prayerful father. Pray for your children, offer them to the Lord, and did it not only one time, but continually doing it. And I pray that our father all here to be like that. Good upbringing. He brought up the children well. And his son used to, seven sons used to go feast in the house of each one of them. That means they take turns, each one of them, invite their sisters and all. And so this is really up good bringing. The sibling bonding is so strong. Sons invite the sisters and the parents. Every week there's makan in certain elder son, second, third, fourth, and seventh. So there was a real good upbringing that Job did a very good job in bringing up his children. Now I'm going to close the blessing of a good father, the three P's. Pray, spend precious time, and play with your children. All right? Our bonding time for my two boys is in the kitchen. All of us love cooking, so we are trying out new recipe. And today, whatever, you're going to try their Carol and Kezi's cooking. This is the time when we're in the kitchen, just took that. This is the bonding time. So pray, spend precious time, and play. Be a blessing to your children. Availability, abundance, your time. Affection with acceptance. I love you because you are you. Authority, teach them. And acquire blessings from the Lord. Numbers chapter 6 says, right, Aaronic blessing. Pray for them. Why am I here? Why am I here as a dad? There must be a purpose. Not only bring up my children, but really there must be a purpose. Seek the Lord. Why are you here? There's one card and one letter that I really treasure very much when I was having my most difficult time in Taiwan. All right. The first is this little card sent by my younger boy. Oh, you can't see well, huh? It says, I love you, Dad, and me here preaching with one cross and here with a heart. I was going through a difficult time, and this is his drawing. With their permission, I'm doing this. All right? I had a very difficult time in Taiwan that first year, and he wrote this card to me. And my second boy, all right? Oh, you cannot read. He says, hi, Dad, how was your work today? I hope you have a good time. And this really lifted my spirit up. These two letters, one card and another, is my treasured treasure. Because my most difficult time, they gave me that, give you this card, and read it. And then the letter. Appreciate your children's little effort to encourage you. And last but not least, I'm going to show something beautiful. My two boys, my family, had a good birthday celebration last week. And then at the Ritz-Carlton, very nice food, buffet. And we took a picture of it. Right, a very nice buffet together. And he purposely do it just for me. So enjoy your children, lady. Right, enjoy them and really pray for them. Okay, we're going to have a ministry time now. All right. the procedure of the ministry, we're going to do it differently today because I want all of us, especially the ministry team, we have been praying for people, but today we're going to pray for you. What we're going to do is that we want to invite all fathers to come to the front with the family behind. Maybe not the family first because it will be very crowded.